news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9, fresh news, smart talk all day. And if you are brand new to this program, the happy hour is the happiest time on talk radio. We've listened to what you've had to say about talk radio being saturated with negativity, and we've decided to bring you an hour of just pure joy, pure happiness, pro-positivity, where we highlight the goodness happening in our communities. And that's being done by individuals and organizations. So this is a happy hour. I am DeAndre Cartwright, and I am delighted that you've decided to tune in today. Now, as with every Saturday, we always talk with somebody new, somebody different, some of those who are returning because they just keep doing good work in the community. Today, we're going to have a double dose of the folks from the Rotary Club of South Ocean who have quite a few things that are happening. We've discussed the topic before, but now, in addition to drawing attention previously in our shows to diabetes in our country, the Rotary Club of South Ocean is actually having a symposium that's free to the public. And they're on today to talk to us not only about the risks of having diabetes, because that symposium is also about fall risk. What is that? I know, right? We have to get them to explain what does that mean. Because luckily, some of us may not have that issue, but some do. And so we want to, as always on the show, to learn how we can help our fellow Bahamian, our fellow community member, how they can have a better life, and how we can show our support always. Before we get into all of that, I have to say the usual stuff, so bear with me. You can always call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, toll-free 300-5720. You can also text us on our Guardian Radio text line that's powered by PTC at 422-4796. Don't forget that we're also streaming live on Guardian Talk Radio. If you don't already have it, download the Guardian Radio app to your smartphone or mobile device so you can always keep in touch with us. You can also listen live to our audio streams on Cable Bahamas Channel 969 or BTC Flow Channel 612. We're also on Facebook. We're also on Twitter, now known as X, and Instagram. Follow us, the happy hour. If you are an individual or organization doing great things in your community and you want more people to know about it, please reach out to me. I want to highlight you. We want to keep this going. I will say that I'm booked out for all of February, but March is wide open. It's also the International Day for Women in March. So we're going to be focusing all around that. But of course, if you're doing great things, we want to hear from you. And we want to make sure that you have access to this platform. So reach out to me. I do answer messages on Facebook and Instagram so that we can ensure that you have the platform that you want to get that good information out there. Now, definitely it's time to get to the crux of the matter. Why are we here today? Who do we have in studio? She is no stranger, definitely not, to this show. She's been on before. She's widely known and respected in the medical community for all that she does. This lady is a bundle of sunshine. I've never met somebody with so much energy other than myself. I think she actually said that before. Of all the good things that she does, and she is just here to share with us again. Joining us in studio today, we have Dr. Kitty Bonnie. I like to say that because, you know, she has a full name and everything. So I'm going to let her tell us all about who she is, her background. We bring in the experts, people. So she has all of those different medical degrees, and she has particular specialties. She also has a business, too. Like this lady, I tell you, she's a powerhouse. Dr. Kitty, good morning, good afternoon, good day. Happy Saturday. How are you?
Happy Saturday. I am well. How are you?
I am good. I am good. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Happy Hour. So before we get into it, I just want you to introduce yourself to our listening audience who may not already know who you are.
Okay. So for those who don't know me, I go very commonly as Dr. Kitty. I am a physiotherapist. I've been so for over 2 decades. I am the owner of Handling Your Health Wellness and Rehab and Exoma Wellness and Rehab, and my love is serving people with chronic diseases. So I specialize in oncology, cancer rehab, as well as diabetes wellness. I treat everything in between, above and beyond, but those are my areas of specialty. I am a lover of life. I love culture. I love nature. I love service. I am the mother of 3 beautiful daughters, and that's me in a nutshell.
I think just from that blurb about the background, you can understand why Dr. Kitty is so passionate about what she does. And she's been doing it quite a long time. And some of the initiatives that she undertake is in conjunction, of course, with the Rotary Club of South Ocean. Now, from what I understand, and I'll, of course, let her talk more about that, the Rotary Club of South Ocean is actually having a Diabetes and Fall Risk Symposium. It's an on-site screening and active balance check. I'm curious as to what that means. That's happening on Saturday, the 1st of February. So next Saturday at 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. over there at the Holy Trinity Activity Center in Stapleton Gardens. You have to register for this event, and Dr. Kitty is going to tell us so much more about what's going on. I'm going to read directly from their blurb on their social media pages, so you can also go and follow the Rotary Club of South Ocean on Facebook, on LinkedIn, as well as Instagram. Are you diabetic, pre-diabetic, or caring for someone who is? Take advantage of a free health screening and symposium while learning to manage diabetes and reduce fall risks. Let's empower healthier lifestyles together. There are going to be expert speakers, engaging discussions, a community support activity, as well as free screenings available. Take charge of your health, and your future self will thank you. Dr. Kitty, I must say that is incredible. Tell us more about this event that's happening and why and who should come out to support.
Well, the event is directed towards people living with diabetes, people who are pre-diabetic, and people who have issues with balance or challenges with walking, because sometimes it's not very clear. All we know is we're not moving the way we need to move, the way we want to move sometimes. And so this event was thought of by myself because as a physical therapist, I see a lot of patients that come in with balance challenges, foot weakness, changes in their feet because of diabetes and other diseases. And how that translates to them is it limits the way they move. It puts them at risk for falls. And because of that, it decreases their physical activity. And we know that physical therapy is the cornerstone of preventing chronic diseases like diabetes, like cancer, like hypertension, like other cardiovascular diseases. And so we have this event structured in such a way that we get to bring people in to talk about diabetes and how it presents and talk about ways that it impacts the way they move. And we want to take it one step further because, you know, Rotary is all about service, to make sure that we serve this population and we let them know there are other ways to be very conscious and aware of diabetes and how it impacts you. We want to show you in a very practical sense how it can impact your balance. And so by testing and screening balance, we're able to streamline people, let them know whether they're good, bad, or fair, put them in a category, and then address it in other means, either by more education, perhaps referral to a specialist, or and everybody will get an exercise program to go home with. And what we hope to do is in another 3 months, bring that population back and introduce new people to the program. And that way we keep a hand on what's happening with them as they progress in diabetes wellness and keep that information constantly going, not waiting until November, when the Diabetes Association is inundated with diabetes talks and requests. So that's what we're planning to do. That's what the event is all about.
That's incredible. I mean, so much happening, so much to look forward to. Now, can we talk a bit about who exactly are you trying to target from the population? I know you said that those who are caregivers, those who may be experiencing, and you've talked about this on the show before, mm-hmm. about symptoms that persons may not actually know,
right.
that they might be diabetic or pre-diabetic. So tell us a bit more about who should think about coming out.
Anybody who has been diagnosed with diabetes, anybody who has had the conversation with a physician or a healthcare provider that they may be pre-diabetic. If you have a history of diabetes in your family, if you know of anybody in your immediate family that's had diabetes, and if you have any challenges with walking, if you have swelling, if you have numbness, if you have tingling in your feet, if you're not moving the way you want to, and if you've had a fall in the last 12 months, you need to be in that room. You need to be in that room if you don't know much about diabetes as well. But we really want to target people who have challenges, because if we start with them, we can decrease or even reverse the symptoms that they're having to make them more physically active.
I know that would bring some joy to some folks, there's knowing that there's a possibility to reverse some of what they may be experiencing. And it's a great thing that you reminded us of what those symptoms may be, what they should look out for and whatnot. Now, it's a full morning.
Yes.
Of activities. I wonder if we can just run really quickly what happens from the moment I arrive. If you don't already know, there's lots of free parking around Holy Trinity's Activity Center. So don't worry about parking. Parking is available.
Yes. And that's why it's such a great site. It's also a great site because it's wheelchair accessible.
There you go.
And that's a big thing. And I also want to mention, if there is somebody sitting, a wheelchair user, or wheelchair dependent, we want you to come out as well, because you need sitting balance as well. Somebody in a wheelchair needs trunk control and balance to reach forward and do their functional activities throughout the day. And sometimes they might not correlate balance assessment with a wheelchair user, but definitely we want you there as well.
That sounds like a beautiful possible partnership with the National Commission for Persons with Disabilities.
Definitely.
Or even the Bahamas Association for the Physically Disabled.
Definitely. Well, I work very closely with Erin Brown, and she's
perfect.
A disability advocate. So
yes.
She's just fantastic for doing these things. And the whole thing is to be as inclusive as possible. And so the event starts at 9:30, but we really want people to probably start coming in about 9 or even 8:45 so you can get the registration process done. We do have a form online that you can register, and we want you to do that because it would make it easier and more seamless for us. But we'd like you to come in there for 9:00. We start sharply at 9:30 with the opening talk, and then we go straight into it. We have a physician on board, our very own Rotarian, Dr. Satya Boodle. She is going to be talking about diabetes. Then we move into having our nutritionist, one of my fellow diabetic educators, Ms. Gusiniska Cambridge. She is going to be there. From there, we go to Nurse Lindiana Ramming. She is our immediate past president of the Bahamas Diabetes Association and the Bahamas Associate of Diabetes Educator. She's fantastic. She's right now working at another health fair promoting diabetes. Then at the end of that, we will take a break, then we come into the full screening. So I'll give my little spiel, a bit more of what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We hope to have a medical representative there with glucometers, because one of the things we realize is that people aren't monitoring their diabetes presentation. And we, as diabetes educators, that's the first thing you have to do. You have to monitor. You need to know what your blood glucose levels are. You need to know how you respond to what you do physically and what you eat. And so having them present and having a talk about that is very important for us. So then we go into the full screening. And the full screening looks like certain tests we use in physical therapy. A simple one is sit to stand. And then another one is to watch the way you reach in a chair or the way you reach in a standing. And we have a few others. So once we get those scores done, then we're able to categorize you, whether you're high risk, low risk, or normal. And like I said, a treatment protocol, an exercise program we put together for you. I also have to say, we will be screening blood glucose levels, cholesterol levels, and taking your height and weight. We want to give you as much information as possible so you can make intelligent decisions for yourself as you move on with managing diabetes and working towards diabetes wellness.
My goodness, Dr. Kinney, it sounds like a full day of activities, all compressed into about 3 hours or so. But I love that you're going to have breaks. It's going to be engaging. It's a lot happening. And I think, you know, the consistent attention that the Rotary Club of South Ocean has been placing on a diabetes awareness is commendable. It's truly commendable. It's inspiring. It is a chronic disease that impacts a lot of our Bahamians, and we need more of these symposiums, these health fairs, these opportunities to learn about what it means to be diabetic or pre-diabetic, how to care for ourselves, and how possibly to reverse certain things that are happening. So this is, I really want to say thank you to the Rotary Club of South Ocean for putting this on, bringing it out. Now, I know you've talked about the event, you talked about what to expect, but I think, you know, we could talk a little bit more about the population that really faces this on a daily. Right. How do we encourage them to really want to be more involved in doing better? Why should I want to come out to this?
Well, the reality is, you know, we talk about the target population being people with diabetes and people who have been diagnosed or told they're pre-diabetic. I tell everybody who I encounter, we're all pre-diabetic. Because of our lifestyle choices, we could be diabetic with 3 or 4 more bad meals, with lack of exercise. Sometimes we have health conditions that propel us into what would be deemed as clinical diabetes. So the awareness of understanding how your lifestyle, your health factors impact your overall health is important. And diabetes is one of these chronic, non-communicable diseases that sort of show up very early, a metabolic disorder. Good. If you have paid attention to some of the statistics that came out last year, it was deemed that 1 in 6 people in the Bahamas are living with diabetes or pre-diabetic. Those are astounding numbers.
That's high.
Yes. And then if you go on the World Health Organization, they're expecting this diabetes epidemic to increase very rapidly, right? In larger proportions.
Why is that, do you think?
Because of our lifestyle, meaning that we're not as physically active as we used to be, because of the quality and the quantity of our foods or food products we're consuming, because a lot of the things we're consuming aren't food anymore. They're food products. It's been manufactured, and they throw a whole heap of sugar in it because sugar makes it taste better to us. But sugar's also addictive. And what we have found is sugar's not one of the best things that we need to be putting into our bodies, especially in the quantity that we have it in. Mm-hmm. And so everybody needs to pay attention, because what you put into your mouth, you either feed a disease or you fight it. And if you're not running from it, and all puns intended, if you're not walking away or running from diabetes or moving away, because there are some people that can't walk and can't run, but they can move physically.
Right.
You are moving towards diabetes. Literally, that's what it comes down to, the bear tacks.
I like what you said right there. You're either feeding or you're fighting disease. That's like a perfect tagline for that. But speaking about food and our diet, what tips would you give to folks that are listening as to how they can possibly improve, or better yet, run me through the average day of what you would recommend somebody eat to either avoid getting diabetes, or if they're pre-diabetic, to reduce the chances of it becoming fully fledged diabetes?
Great. So, and this is why you need to come out on Saturday, because we're having our specialist nutritionist, Ms. Cambridge, and Mr. Cambridge is going to be there. But as diabetes educators, when we sit to the table and we educate people, the first thing we ask you to do is please consume real food. Real food means it should look like the way it was created in nature. So we want to avoid canned foods as much as possible. Mm-hmm. We want to avoid packaged plastic foods. We don't want it to be manipulated too much. You want it as much off the tree or out of the ground or off the field as possible. So avoid food products. Avoid anything that has a lot of additives and preservatives. And that's easy to say, but it's a lot harder to do, because once you start reading labels, and we always ask that you read the labels, then you get to understand just what quality or lack of quality is available sometimes on the shelves of foods that are with of the food stores or the stores that we consume, get our food to consume. So the rule of thumb is, if you have a plate in front of you, you want to divide your plate in half, and then divide one half of that plate in quarters. And so what would happen is that one half of that plate is now vegetables. The one quarter of the plate is protein, and the other part of the plate is starch. And so your proteins can be meats, nuts, if you're a vegetarian or you live on a you want a plant-based diet. And then your starches, of course, would be like your heavier starches, what we call the more simple starches, where you have your potatoes, your cassava, your yams, your plantains, your bananas, those kinds of things. And so getting used to that is very challenging. I can tell you one of the things that we hear a lot from people, oh, vegetables are so expensive. You can't find vegetables. And so what we want to do is tell people, we'll start growing vegetables, or find co-ops or groups or farmers markets that you can order your fruits and vegetables at the end of the week. So that's how you want to start. Avoid sugary drinks. Drink lots and lots of water.
I remember, was it my high school nurse that had told me, water.
Yes.
Water over everything. Your body needs so much water. And I know that a lot of folks tend to not get enough hydration throughout the day. And have you ever seen those? I mean, of course, you have those little additives that you can put in to make it taste good. Is that a good thing?
Again, let's read the labels, because there's so many different products out there. So you want to read the labels. I tend to like to use real stuff. So you can crush your berries if you're big into berries. You can take a lime, you can take orange, you can take grapefruit, you can take cucumbers. You can slice your mint leaves. You can slice your basil leaves. Add those. Remember, you want to try and stay as much as possible, stay towards things that look and feel like real food. Let's say look with food, real food. You want it to be real food. So real fruits, real vegetables, I would say add to that. I'm seeing now that it's being recommended you add a little bit of raw salt, perhaps honey, to your water if you wanted to get it to taste better. But the other thing is, too, is changing what tasting good tastes like for us, because if it's not sweet, it usually tastes bad. Or it doesn't have a flavor, or it doesn't have a taste, and that's not a bad thing.
I like the idea of the crushed mint and the basil, all that going into it. Now, I just wonder, you know, from the Bahamian side of things, so you're saying if I got the lime in my yard, go cut that and then try put a little bit of it in the water. Mm-hmm. And you know, some people say water tastes different. So does it matter the type of water I drink in?
It depends on who you talk to. So some people recommend spring water. Some people recommend alkaline water. I would recommend clean water. Try and get good water.
Some I like people that. Say you sound like a politician water. Right there. Call me.
Because it depends on the label. It depends on the packaging. There's some people that only drink rainwater. And then I've heard somebody say, well, you know, rainwater is still water. Do you want still water? If you're getting still water, then you might as well get bottled water. And so, you know, we can go round and round. But the thing is, you want to try and when we give the education, we want it to be able to go across the board. Everybody can get access to good water, hopefully. And if you don't have good water, then you can boil your water. But the most important thing is consume water. So we don't want you to drink something that's high in sugar because you don't think the water is good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so you
yeah.
add an extra 120 calories because you just didn't want to drink the water because it wasn't good.
Now, I remember there was a diabetes awareness event that I went to at the Elizabeth Estates Clinic a while back. But it was so impactful. They had a demonstration where they had the different drinks on the table, because a lot of times we're thinking, oh, I like how that tastes. Right. But you're drinking calories, yes, but you're also, the amount of sugar that you are drinking is crazy. They had a visual representation because people did not know how much sugar is in things like Gatorade, mm-hmm. Vitamol, mm-hmm. things that are in sugar, things that are in, I think, was it a tea or a coffee or orange juice? I think they went over the different juices.
Yes.
And the audience was in shock as to how much sugar was in there. And they were like, well, what do I drink now?
Water. Teas. You can drink a lot of teas. We take for granted what we have around us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the big thing is now bush tea. And and we make it a big thing, but our grandparents and our parents, that's all they drank.
Mm-hmm.
So you
mm-hmm.
can drink teas in your yard, the mint leaf, the lime leaf. You can drink, if limes are expensive, drink the leaves, spoil the leaves, right? Fever grass. You have hibiscus. You can use the yellow elder. All of these things are different teas that you can utilize and you can drink. And I always try and drive it home to my patients, especially the ones that have a lot of the pain and the stiffness in the joints. You know, when we mix lemonade or Kool-Aid, you put sugar in.
Mm-hmm.
If you put too much sugar in the container, that sugar sticks to the bottom, right? It gets syrupy and sticks. So imagine what that sugar is doing inside your body, in your blood vessels, in your muscles, in your joints. You're so sweet that you become sticky and stuck and you're not moving. And that's where a lot of the pain and the impairment of diabetes comes in.
Listen, Dr. Kitty telling us we can't be too sweet. We got to watch what we put in our bodies. We're going to cut to a break right then because we have more people from the Rotary Club of South Ocean coming and talking about one of their other events. Stay tuned with us here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is the Happy Hour. I'm Deandra. Don't leave me. We'll be right back.
Forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Celebrate the flavors of the holidays with Fresh Market. At Christmas and all year round, we do fresh best. Find everything for holiday recipes with a colorful twist. Looking to spend less time in the kitchen? Order your festive turkey, seasoned and cooked to a golden perfection. We even have the perfect gift for that foodie in your life. A Fresh Market gift card. Fresh Market, helping you create meals that are the stuff of legends.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134/20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, $16.50. 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half-inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
Alpha Sounds Promotion presents Back to Love, an unforgettable evening of smooth R&B vibes and cherished memories. Join us at the Nassau Cruise Port on Saturday, February 15th for a spectacular all-white affair featuring live performances by soul sensations, Freddie Jackson.
Hey, everybody. It's Freddie Jackson. I'm coming to Nassau, Bahamas, and we are looking forward to the night of love. You are
my lady. Also performing, Regina Bell. Also featuring Bahamas' very own Essence Band, Back to Love. Saturday, February 15th. It's a spectacular all-white affair at the Nassau Cruise Port. Get tickets online. BahamasEtickets.com. Plantation Bar and Grill. Big Boys Cafe. And Tropics Bar and Grill. For more info, contact 822-6863.
And I hope to see you there.
And we're back here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is the Happy Hour, and I am Deandra. Thank you so much for staying with me. And if you're just joining me, we are talking to Dr. Kitty of the Rotary Club of South Ocean for their upcoming Diabetes Awareness and Fall Risk Symposium that's happening next week, Saturday, the 1st of February, starting at 9:30, but they really want you to be there from before 9 o'clock to get registered. Over there at the Holy Trinity's Activity Center, so please check out the Rotary Club of South Ocean across the social media platforms to register for that event. We do have a text message, so let me just read out those numbers just in case. Also, I'm going to have a giveaway. Stay close to these lines. Take the numbers down because you're going to have to answer a question to get a free ticket. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, toll free 300-5720. Our text line is 422-4796. Now, before we move on to the other one, just so that, you know, the folks that actually message us, you don't think that I'm ignoring you. I'm not ignoring you. Why is Dr. Kitty recommending 1/4 plate as starch? Starch converts to glucose, which is sugar. The body does not need any sugar. The body needs protein, fats, and essential oils. Also, mineralized water is best. Dr. Kitty, any comment?
No, certainly. Like I said earlier, when we give information, we're giving information on a broad spectrum to try and meet the needs of every person. So when we talk about the plate, we're talking about food that the average person eats. There are individualized meal plans, yes, but on the broad spectrum, that is it. The body does need glucose. It does. It's the quality of food, the quality of glucose that they get. So we usually talk about foods being very high glycemic or having a high glycemic index or low glycemic index. We want our foods to have low glycemic indexes. So this is why I highlighted those foods when I talked about the plate. And in terms of mineral water, how accessible is mineral water to the everyday person? So we're back having the conversation again. Water is what we want to stress drinking to drink. You can have the alkaline water, you can have the mineral water, you can have the spring water, but we don't have spring water in the Bahamas. We have, I guess, I don't know if we've tested our water straight out of the ground for minerals, but the average person has access to water, and we want you to drink water.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kitty. We have a phone call coming in just before we get to the next segment. We want to try and get this just in case there's somebody else who has a question for Dr. Kitty. Dr. Kitty, I must say you have a fan base. good day, caller. Are you there?
Hello. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yes, DeAndre and your guest. Unfortunately, you know, I agree with the text, but it's kind of all of this, it's kind of limited in that the information you have dispensed is up to be more all around now. Like, let's take, for instance, she mentioned the mineral water and the doctor. I'm sure how practical it is, right? To which, and I agree, but let's look at the reverse osmosis water. It's being demineralized, but then let's look at the mean intentions of water, which is to detoxify the body and to help the kidneys to reach homeostasis, and so more like the balance. And so the doc would admit that the kidneys, it absorbs and reabsorbs. So the reason why it reabsorbs is because it actually needs what the body is calling for, hence a balance. And so we know the sodium, the magnesium, and the potassium, the way they are in the intracellular and extracellular fluid determines homeostasis. But as it relates to diabetes, then Doc made the right decision that me, basically, just to overcome high blood pressure and diabetes, I would try to stick to a plant-based diet. And so it wouldn't even hurt to eat foods with healthy fats and consume protein. And so the person is right about the sugar aspect of everybody just putting carbohydrates in their body in the morning, especially refined foods. So things like avocados, anything with healthy fats, and things that have you know, high in nutrients but low in starch and stuff like that. So then your body will be able to get more into a balance with the sugar. But everything turns to sugar. Even protein will turn into sugar in a process called glycogenesis, right?
Mm-hmm. We're learning a lot today.
And so what happens is, when that happens is, the fat, that's what they call it, it's a ketonic effect in which the fat is actually used for the energy because your body's depleted the carbohydrates. Doc, I think it's 16 hours after the liver becomes depleted of glycogen or whatever, but it's kind of complex and you need to have, but really, I just call it, everyone, we need to have a real conversation about water. Let's get back to water because...
I think that sounds good, but you know why I want to have that conversation? We can do that on the morning blend. I can tell Dwight, let's talk about that there.
Yeah, but I want to get this in. Let's say the duping of the masses about alkaline water.
I tell you to the show about the happy stuff. That's a modern blend thing. We could do that on Monday. I love you still. Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Kitty, I got to give you the opportunity. Your comments.
Well, he said a lot.
I know. And, he usually does.
And listening to him, we really need the symposium.
Yes.
Right? And mm-hmm. this is why we're having our trained, certified nutritionists to come there and feel these questions. Because, like I said, as diabetes educators, we have to serve the masses. But this is why we then have specific sessions and individualized plans for people to have their direct needs met. You asked me earlier that I gave a very political answer. And again, the...
Politically correct.
Politically correct, thank you, answer. And we have to be politically correct because... there are so many products on the market right now. Health is the new sexy word, and everybody has their own say about it because they're promoting their own products. But keep it basic and keep it simple. And as simplistic as it is, stay to whole foods, foods that look like nature made it. We talked about drinking water. Remember I mentioned adding a little sea salt to it so you get the minerals that he had mentioned in it. But there's so much information out there. You want to make sure it comes from credible sources. So I invite him to come out on Saturday and hear it straight from our certified nutritionist where she can go in depth and knock all the numbers and all the details with him.
I love that. Thank you, Dr. Kitty, for joining us and telling us all about the event happening next week, Saturday, as well as educating our listeners, our audience, a bit more about diabetes awareness, about fall risk assessments. And I'm hoping that we have a lot more persons registered for this free mm-hmm. event that's going on. So again, kudos to the Rotary Club of South Ocean for facilitating the very much needed public information session where you can get your health screenings, find out more across our social media pages. We're going to move straight into because we have more persons from the Rotary Club of South Ocean joining us in studio today to talk about one of their major fundraising events that's actually happening tonight. Now, I'm going to steal their thunder, so I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to say anything about it because they have all of the energy that I am still trying to get from the caffeine I am drinking right now. And I know Dr. Kitty looking at me like, why? Why are you taking in this much caffeine?
Mm. We listen, we don't judge.
I love that. Joining me in studio would be President David Bullard of the Rotary Club of South Ocean, joined by Mr. Kenny Mackey. He has so many titles in that club. I don't want to get them wrong. But before I let them introduce themselves very quickly, we're talking about Winter Wonderland, Shimmer Anew. It's a fundraising event happening tonight at 7:30 at the Taj Mahal. You want to support the Rotary Clubs when they're trying to do things, because in order to get stuff done, they have to fundraise. They need the money. So you're going to have a fun time while they raise funds. So with that being said, ladies first, President Deva, welcome to the happy hour again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much, Deandra. It's so great to be back. And so like you said, rightly said, you know, when we seek to impact the community and go out there and do these great works, it takes funds, it takes money. And so at the Rotary Club of South Ocean, we really seek to make a change. And I know you heard from Dr. Kitty just a few minutes ago, and we can definitely understand the importance of the discussions around diabetes. As you know, people had many questions and they need the correct answers from the experts. And so we want to host those types of service projects to enlighten the community on those areas that we don't hear too much about. I mean, we know about diabetes, but the discussion isn't as much as you'd want to hear. I mean, we've also, you know, visited a few other areas in our communities that need help and that need assistance. So fundraisers like these, you come to have fun at RCSO. The fundraisers are amazing, but the funds go to great use. So that's a little bit of my input there.
Wonderful. And joining President Deva, we have Mr. Kenny Mackey, who's going to tell us all about what's happening tonight. Kenny, how you doing?
I am great, DeAndre, and thank you again for having us. Yes, so I'm a part of the fundraising committee and here to tell you about such a wonderful event we're having tonight. It's, like she would have mentioned, Winter Wonderland Shimmer Anew. It is a nice fundraising event. We have a host tonight, Dion Johnson. He promises to be a great, great host and make tonight a very lively and provocative night. We have hors d'oeuvres being sold all night, as well as drinks going along with that. We have a cash bar available for those who wish to get alcohol to make the night a little more lively, I guess. So feel free, please bring a little cash with you. Everything, of course, all the entertainment and everything else, we will take care of that. We have prizes, surprises throughout the course of the night, and our grand prize being 2 tickets to the upcoming Back to Love concert that's being held at the Nassau Cruise Port. So, like I tell them, hey, we lining you up. And then you come to this party, you straight for Valentine's. So, please.
Listen, y'all hear that? Y'all who haven't made y'all plans for Valentine's, support the Rotary Club of South Ocean and your date straight.
This is it. So, you could hit 2 birds with 1 stone. You could impress her tonight and impress her for Valentine's.
Look at that.
So
look at that.
Please come out. Like President Deva would have mentioned, the funds go towards a great purpose. So, not only do you have a fun time, you also help the community in the process. So looking forward to you guys coming out. We do literally, when I say a handful of tickets left, like I can't even think I could fit them in my hand. Just a few tickets left. If you wish to get one of those, please reach out to us through our social media pages. If you send a quick message to us on Facebook or Instagram, somebody will surely reach out to you and make that connection. So please, if you're interested in coming out tonight, if you don't have nothing to do, we're giving you something to do. So please support the Rotary Club of South Ocean tonight and have a good time with us.
I love that. That sounds like a grand time to be had. Now remind folks, where is it happening?
It's happening tonight at Taj Mahal, and that would be at 7:30. Taj Mahal, that is downtown. That would be Parliament Street, nearby the old courts or the old post office, just to give you a sense of the vicinity. Mm-hmm. We'll be parking. Parking is available, so you wouldn't have to worry about that, parking by the old courts. Mm-hmm. So please come out. Once you park your car, just hop over the road.
You just got to show up.
Just show up. I can't promise any tickets at the door. We'll see how, if anything is
you
left.
How do you know that was going to be my next question?
I kind of figure. I see where your mind was going. So don't be one of those persons. We don't want to turn nobody away, but literally things are organized to a certain number, and we are quickly approaching that number. So if you wish to be in that number, please reach out to us today so we can at least reserve tickets or give you your tickets prior to the event.
Okay. That sounds lovely. Now, I know those who have been tuned in, you would have heard me at the beginning of the show. I did mention that I would have a giveaway. So my giveaway is going to be a ticket to that event happening tonight. So if you've been listening for the entire show, and we've said it several times, I want you to tell me, I'm going to make it really easy for you, 3 things about the event that's happening next week, Saturday, where the funds from this fundraiser are going to be used for. So I want 1, the name of the event, 2, the date, the time, the location, that's all in one. And 3, the name of the Rotary Club that's making it happen. Those 3 things. If you know those 3 things, and you should if you've already followed them on social media, you can call me right now, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, toll free 300-5720. Those of you who may be texting, unfortunately, I cannot use that as a way to answer. You have to call in. So if you want a ticket to this fantastic and exciting event happening. I mean, it's called Winterland Shimmer Anew. That should give you an idea of how exciting it's going to be. If you wanted the chance to win a ticket to one of those, give me a call right now. Again, I want to know the name of the event, the date and time it's happening, where it's happening, the location, all of that in one, and the name of the Rotary Club that's making it happen. You can do so. We have about 5 more minutes left into the program. If you don't call, I mean, I'm sorry, you missed out, but it's going to be a fabulous time. I think the tickets are worth, how much is it again, Kenny?
So the tickets are for $80. $80.
Man, look how y'all could save almost $100 and you showing up and you get a chance to enter to win the tickets to the Grand Concert. Come
two
on,
tickets.
Man.
So literally listen. Getting 3 for the price of 1 if you get that.
I wonder, could I enter this competition on my own way? While we wait to see if somebody decides to take me up on my offer, President Deva, could you just tell us a bit more about the importance of fundraising to community service-minded organizations such as the Rotary Club of South Ocean?
Yes, Deandra. So, again, like nonprofit organizations like Rotary, you know, we definitely depend on the fundraisers that we host, as well as donors. You may have them as well who understand the cause and want to support. But just to go back a little, like the Rotary Club of South Ocean is the youngest Rotary Club in the Bahamas. And so we are going to be about 4 this year. Yeah, definitely 4 years this year. So you can only imagine, you know, we are a new club. And we are getting our footing and we are looking to do great things in the community. And so just imagining what other NPOs have to do in terms of raising funds, we are starting that journey. And so, you know, we're reaching out. We're also seeking partnerships as well, sponsorships as well, to support in these initiatives. And to be quite frank, we keep it transparent. Like, this is what we're using the funds for. We have other funds. We have other projects and initiatives coming up, you know, that we want to serve into the community. Perhaps we are looking at having a young men's seminar soon in March as well. We're looking at just also assisting places like the All Saints Camp. You know, we're looking at touching the lives of those persons who need that assistance. So, you know, we go in getting the needed groceries that they need, or going in building benches or renovating. That's key, and that's what the funds really are used for, not just for us at Rotary Club of South Ocean, for Rotary in general, or for just nonprofit organizations. So it's very crucial, it's very key, it's very helpful, and like I say, we keep it transparent, and you can see it. You can see the good work that happens. It's posted on our socials, and it's not just to show off, it's actually to show that something is being done in community.
Oh, that's powerful that we get to see the impact of where the funds go to. As we wrap up, we want to get in Dr. Kitty Sill here, so I'm going to give some, let her give her final remarks, closing comments. Also, you have a text message to say not all water is potable water, and there are guidelines for human consumption. So you really were stepping on some toes. We it's important that we have this, and just so y'all know, because I'm trying to give some tips out there, you got 2 more minutes to call in. If not, I taking the ticket. It's for the Diabetes and Fall Risk Symposium that's happening next week, Saturday. It's very important.
It is. And I'm so grateful that you extended this opportunity, because we have a lot of educated people out there. That's what these texters are saying, that they're educated, they're paying attention now. Mm-hmm. And so just as refining the information and making sure that we're getting credible information. So I welcome this feedback from them, right? It shows us that we're making an impact, people are paying more attention, and where we need to refine our education. And so this is why the symposium is so important, because we're educating you. Like I said, we have Dr. Satya Boodle, we have the nutritionist, Shanista Cambridge, we have Nurse Lindiana Ramming, you will have myself as a physical therapist with over 2 decades, getting old, of information,
right?
Young
thing, young thing.
So you're getting all of this resourced, research-based information there. And this is why you need to come out. And like President Davis said, we work hard in service because we are passionate about it. And we raise the funds to make it sometimes free and accessible to people that need it. And the people that need it, again, are people who have been diagnosed with diabetes, who are pre-diabetic, or people that have issues with movement, walking, and balance. And like I said, also, it's for people who are in wheelchairs that need to be assessed to see where their balance is. We want you to register beforehand. If they follow our social media, you will see that you can just scan or you can just download the link to have your forms there. So when you walk in the office or into the activity center on Saturday, your name is there. The registration is done. We are taking your measurements. We're doing it not just for a one-off. This is going to be a repetition. We want at least every quarter. We want to follow with you. We want to hold your hand. We want to walk beside you. As you do your testing, depending on where you are, we are going to give you a program for you to follow. If we need to decide if we're eating more grains or more starches or more avocados, we can do that because we will have the resources there. The Bahamas Diabetes Association will be there. The Bahamas Association of Diabetes Educators will be there. Handling Your Health, my practice will be there in full-fledged, doing all the assessments, and you will get proper screening, proper education, proper follow-up care. So we implore you to utilize it. It's very rare that these things pop up, literally, like we're doing it next week. So please, 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 you're starting off the year right. Put your best foot first. Let's get all the rules, the regulations, the guidelines, the love and support that you need that we will be offering with this diabetes symposium.
Thank you, Dr. Kitty. Kenny?
Yes, so I guess a final call for those interested in tonight's fundraiser. So like I said, reach out to us to our social media pages. You could get a ticket. Please do so before the door. It's tonight at 7:30 at Taj Mahal. Added to that, I am also part of the Public Image Committee. So while you're on our social media page, please, please, please follow us. Keep track of our meetings. Keep track of everything we're doing in the community. If ever you wish to drop in to pay us a visit to see what we're all about or even consider being a member, reach out to us. We'll gladly accept you, gladly invite you to our meetings. So please reach out to us either way, whether it be for today or tomorrow, reach out to us.
Excellent. President Deva.
Is there anything else left for me to say? I think they covered everything. Dr. Kitty, you have one more thing.
Just one more thing.
Yes.
We're still open to sponsors. Yeah. So if you have a family member that's been touched by diabetes and you want to sponsor, and if you're a business organization who's been touched by diabetes, please, we are looking for sponsors because, like I said, this is an ongoing event and it'll take some of the burden off my good President Deva. I yield the mic.
Good stuff.
Just finally, you know, I think a lot of what we do as well, like Dr. Kitty says, this is like a pop-up, right? But I think what we've noticed, especially in this club, is that a lot of us have experienced, you know, what these diseases can do to us and what they can do to our family members. And if it is not treated and if it is not taken care of properly, we're at risk of losing our loved ones, of losing ourselves. So it's very important. And again, I think everything has been said, but come out tonight. I would say, like Kenny encouraged us, it's going to be a good time. We always have a grand time at RCSO. And again, you'll know that the funds are going to good use. You hear what the types of service projects that we're doing. He says, come visit our club. Come talk to our members and see what we're like. That's it.
Love that. Thank you again to the members of the Rotary Club of South Ocean, Dr. Kitty, Kenny, President Deva. We always enjoy having you here on the Happy Hour. Stay tuned to the rest of the programming here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra. It's been such a joy to have you all listening to the Happy Hour. We're going to be back here next week, Saturday. And for those of you who just like listening to me sometimes, I'll be back on the Morning Blend on Monday morning. See you then.